Thank you very much, President. Honduras wishes to thank the core group, El Salvador, Cote d'Ivoire, Egypt, Philippines, Greece, Italy, Morocco, Paroco, Uzbekistan, amongst others, for submitting draft resolution L30 on youth and human rights. This resolution comprehensively tackles the barriers that young people face in today's world, looking at digital barriers and overcoming the digital divide, especially for young people in vulnerable situations, such as young people who live in rural areas or have disabilities. It's essential for global youth policies to reflect the different circumstances that countries face in protecting and promoting the rights of young people. The resolution takes into account these differences and has a differentiated approach on in different contexts, which makes it very relevant. We believe that there are additional challenges, such as those relating to the unilateral coercive measures, and these are relevant and can be considered in relation to their negative impact on accessing human rights. On the other hand, Honduras highlights the innovative approach of the resolution in protecting young people in digital environments and looks at appropriate measures to ensure that young people can develop. There must be national efforts to improve access to technologies and combat youth unemployment, which are essential challenges for our country. We support this draft resolution, ensuring that there can be an effective approach to achieving the 2030 agenda. And we believe we must create safe environments where young people can fully enjoy their rights. That being said, Honduras will join consensus on this resolution and reiterate its thanks for the core group, thanking them for their work throughout the negotiations. Thank you.